I see this audiobook as an American family portrait album in which I hope especially to pay tribute to ordinary people who made extraordinary contributions to the lives we have today, and to show what fascinated me in particular about this generation, how the Depression and World War II brought out in them great personal initiative and a secure belief that by joining their efforts with the efforts of others, rich lives could be built together based on values that would endure. And this is a generation that never whined and never whimpered, no matter what was asked of them. Some of the names in this audiobook are widely known. Most, however, are more like your neighbors, the older couple who always fly the flag on the 4th of July and Veterans Day, and who spend their vacations with friends they've had for 50 years, or at a reunion of his military outfit. They seem to have everything they need, but they still count their pennies as if the bottom may fall out of the economy tomorrow. Most of all, they love each other, love life, and they love their country, and they're not ashamed to say so. I am in awe of them, these men and women who have given us the world we have today. I feel privileged to have been witness to their stories. As I came to know many of them, I became more and more moved by their everyday excellence and more convinced that this is the greatest generation in our country's history. The year of my birth, 1940, was a fulcrum of America in the 20th century, when the nation was balanced precariously between the darkness of the Great Depression on one side and the storms of war in Europe and the Pacific on the other. It was a critical time in the shaping of this nation and the world, equal to the Revolution of 1776 and the perils of the Civil War. Once again, the American people understood the magnitude of that challenge, the importance of an unparalleled national commitment, and most of all, the certainty that only one resolution was acceptable. The nation turned to its young to carry the heaviest burden, to make the fight in enemy territory, and to keep the home front secure and productive. These young men and women were eager for the assignment. They understood what was required of them, and they willingly volunteered for their duty. These Americans made up a generation birthmarked for greatness, a generation that would take its place in American history on a level with the generations that had converted the North American wilderness into the United States, and then infused the new nation with the self-determination embodied first in the Declaration of Independence, and then in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. At the end of the 20th century, the contributions of this generation would be in bold print in any review of this turbulent and earth-altering time. It is always perilous to generalize about a whole generation, but indisputably, there are common traits that cannot be denied. It is a generation that, by and large, made no demands of homage from those who followed and prospered economically, politically, and culturally because of their sacrifices. It is a generation of towering achievement and modest demeanor, a legacy of their formative years when they were participants in and witness to sacrifices of the highest order. They know how many of the best of their generation didn't make it to their early 20s, how many brilliant scientists, teachers, spiritual and business leaders, politicians and artists were lost in the ravages of the greatest war the world has ever seen. The enduring contributions of this generation transcend gender. The world we know today was shaped not just on the front lines of combat. From the Great Depression forward, through the war and into the years of rebuilding and unparalleled progress on almost every front, women were essential too and leaders in the greatest national mobilization of resources and spirit the country had ever known. They were also distinctive in that they raised the place of their gender to heights unknown. They changed forever the perception and the reality of women in all the disciplines of American life. Millions of men and women were involved in this tumultuous journey through adversity and achievement, despair and triumph. Certainly, there were those who failed to measure up. But taken as a whole, this generation did have a rendezvous with destiny that went well beyond the outsized expectations of President Roosevelt when he first issued that call to duty. The stories that follow represent the lives of some of them. Each is distinctive and yet reflective of the common experiences of that trying time and this generation of greatness. When World War II ended, more than 12 million men and women put their uniforms aside and returned to civilian life. They went back to work at their old jobs or started small businesses. They became big city cops and firemen. They finished their degrees or enrolled in college for the first time. They became school teachers, insurance salesmen, craftsmen, and local politicians. They weren't widely known outside their families or their communities. For many, the war years were enough adventure to last a lifetime. They were proud of what they had accomplished, but they rarely discussed their experiences, even with each other. They became, once again, ordinary people, the kind of men and women who always have been the foundation of the American way of life.